organization that receives a
second. In terms of my ability to confront those thought patterns which are designed to make life unsuccessful. And
we're carefully taught all of those, you know, from the very beginning.
Oh, yes. Very much taught. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We know how to memorize.
Become dangerous if you think for yourself,
that's right.
You know.
Well, we have to be able to be having a little bit of courage. And, I mean, how can you have any real self-worth unless you are prepared to think for yourself? How can you develop self-esteem unless you can back up what your own choices are and take responsibility for the actions that you take and the words that you speak and the thoughts that you think?
But it's a lot easier to let somebody else think for you.
But who's interested in it being easy?
That's why
we're where we are today. That's what's happened.
That's the reason we have bureaucrats and politicians. You know, after all, these are the great minds of our time. They should be doing all of our thinking.
Well, I think things have, or the illusion has become so clear to so many people. And I mean, the work that Joan is doing in addiction absolutely points up to this. And she and I have been working together to look at what is the effect of pure thought in freeing a person from that Promethean chain that is an addiction. And according to the newspapers, 75% of young women who are giving birth to children, their children are having traces of cocaine in their blood. And that is an astounding figure, and that shows us that we are not free. We are heavily chained, and once things have reached that particular level of bondage, then you get to a point, an extreme point, where a person says, I have got to break out of this. And I think a lot of people are finding themselves back against the wall saying, I am the only one who can break myself out of this, and start looking for alternative ways of being. And so the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University is a collection of people who are thinking freely and clearly and discussing and working with each other and pulling themselves out of the limitations of religion, of philosophy, of race, of color, of culture, and working to get at those ideas which will actually free us as human beings to be able to be those higher celestial beings. And the headquarters of it is located in India. It has a lot of branches all around the world.
If somebody wanted to reach you here in the Los Angeles area, do you have a number
they could,
or address?
Yeah, for the Million Minutes of Peace, the area code is 213-850-1530. Did you want to give for the Brahma Kumari?
For the Brahma Kumaris, it is 213-876-5545.
Okay, we'll give those numbers again a little later in this hour, and of course they're on file here with broadcast information at KBC.
Yes. I did want to mention that there are three other sponsors in the United States.
Okay.
They are the Child Development Foundation and the Human Unity Institute, which is located here in Los Angeles. And they're going to be doing quite a bit on the 31st of December. And the Planetary Citizens. In other countries, there's committees, but in the United States, those four.
So it is a global and worldwide effort.
Yes, oh yes.
And there were a lot of very serious-minded people that are involved in that, including our wonderful friend. I sometimes say rotten things about politicians, and I just have to exclude Councilwoman Pat Russell because she's excellent.
Yes.
And she is behind that, too. I also have sponsors.
I do.
May I take a moment, and Gary?
Hello.
Yeah.
This is the first-time call and a first-time listener, so...
Well, where have you been all these years?
I have no idea. I've listened to other non-esoteric KBC programs. But
there were a few.
This is the first time. I'm enjoying it, and I'm slightly confused by the many topics that have been brought up in so little detail. I'm looking forward to reading the book, Heirs to the Gods. I've got
a couple of
questions about... The Minutes for Peace, but I wanted to digress briefly and ask whether or not you, Bill, or any of your guests, Dr. Gladden, have read or could comment on a book I read a long time ago called OHSPI.
OHSPI, yes. Go ahead, Lillian.
Go ahead.
I found it quite interesting. That's a channeled book. Sounds sort of biblical. I don't think you can go wrong in many of the aspects that the teaching that is there. It's basic metaphysics, actually, and I look upon that as just basic high self coming out of
high truth, as I said earlier.
High truth or high self.
Mm-hmm. I noticed a lot of responsive chords in the various things that were said this evening. Mm-hmm. And it's been a long time since I've read that book, but the whole trend of early evolution and the non-Homo sapien type individuals that were then given a higher consciousness or a spark or spirituality.
As well as frame.
Exactly.
And physical being.
That was just a comment, but what I'd like to find out, the phone numbers that were given, how do you actually donate minutes?
Well, there's a couple of ways you can donate minutes. We have pledge cards or donation cards that will be circulating all around. And through those cards, you can donate minutes, or you can call 850-1530, area code 213, and donate minutes that way. The cards are just coming around now.
And then you're on your honor system. Yeah. You do the minutes, right?
Yeah, you have to do the minutes. That's part of it.
You don't have to send any money.
No, there's no money involved in this entire project.
Send something far more valuable.
They say time is money, don't they?
Yeah.
I've got a comment about the thoughts themselves.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine that to the degree that these thoughts are focused, that will enhance the power tremendously of what we're trying to do. And I'm wondering if you have any general guides or goals. First of all, a goal for doing this, what specifically would be visualized by the people meditating on these thoughts, and if there are any aids to that, i.e. colors, sounds, anything that comes to mind that would aid in a... And this is a sort of a neophyte talking now. Not some high discipline, but something that would help focus thoughts during that time.
Let me give a few ideas.
And we also have a song.
We have a song, and we also have a meditation commentary that gives you some focused thought. But you also asked about an aid, and the image that I find most useful for developing focused thought is the image that you have to create in your own mind of an infinitesimal spark point of light, which also happens to be the form of the soul in which is contained the seed of thought. And so what you'd be doing by using that image is your mind would be focused upon itself, which means that all of the energy of your mind is contained. There would be no loss of energy. You're then in a position to be able to direct your mind in that focused state on the idea that you wish to make a reality. So, for example, if we're having as this focus of meditation peace, then you have to think about it a little to yourself and determine what you mean by that. Of course, many people you will have heard say that peace begins within, so that the first quality that you will need to evoke in the focusing of your mind is the experience of your own essential peace, which is your original state. The next thing that you can do is to recognize that when you are focused upon yourself in the essence of that quality, that then radiates as an atmosphere around you, and it becomes possible for you to extend that radiation globally so that you can actually produce an atmosphere of peace. But you can't do that until you have accessed the experience of your own inner peace. Now, if you find that your own inner peace is insufficient for that, or that the level of it is too low, then you can also turn your attention to a higher power or higher source, which is also sometimes described as the origin of peace or the ocean of peace. And that is a little bit like a laser beam that you send out, a laser beam of focused thought to another focused point of light, which we can also call the higher soul. And then when you have made contact, which is a very, very subtle thing that you do in your mind or with the power of your mind, you then are able to, as it were, turn on a faucet so that you then can channel peace, which you can then extend throughout the world. And that is a very practical way of doing it.
Now, you mentioned channel peace, and then you mentioned extend throughout the world. That brings me to my other question about goal, specific goal. Channeling seems to imply that there is some specific goal that is foremost in what you want to do with this effort. And I'd like to know what that is, as opposed to a general bathing of the entire world in the...
That's a good enough goal.
Ideal...
Yeah, I think that we are better off if we're not too specific, because one of the things that people who are engaged in spiritual practice are aware of is that whatever is that higher intelligence that is organizing things actually has usually better ideas about how it should all go than we do. So that if we make ourselves focused and allow ourselves to be vehicles for the passing of that peace energy to spread throughout, then we are actually doing the best thing, because then that peace can go where it wants to go or where it needs to go. And so the main thing, though, is that if I can take out of myself all those things, all those susceptibilities to conflict and violence, then there is a self-purification going on, which is a necessary part of contributing to peace in the world. Because if I haven't made my peace with myself and the people who I've been in connection with in the past and will be in the future, then I cannot really do that work properly. And then I have to extend and radiate the energy of my thought with the feeling of goodwill, of benevolence to all people without any restriction and without any judgment.
Does that help you, Gary?
Yes, it certainly does. My thoughts and heart are with you in that effort. I
all
hope
right.
It sinks into the great minds, as you call them, of our time.
I'm sure it will.
We look with them quite askance.
Anger is one of the things that is so prevalent today, just with what's going on in the atmosphere and everything else. And just to get in touch with your own internal state of peace is going to create a peaceful environment far greater.
Gary, I appreciate
you talking to you.
Appreciate your comments and your interest, and don't you dare not be with us any Saturday night from here after, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So glad to have you aboard. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's open.
How are you doing, Mr. Jacobs?
I'm doing fine. I'm thinking minutes of peace. What are you thinking?
Pretty much the same thing.
Good.
Speaking of peace, I wanted to ask the last lady... on your panel, who was speaking to the caller, what was her name?
Sister Denise.
Sister Denise.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
God bless you.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks. It was just struck me when you finished, just about when you finished speaking, that what you were just expressing was prayer and meditation. Would you say that too?
Yes, that's right. You see, some people, they think of meditation as something formal. Some people, they think of prayer as something somebody else has written and that they intone.
Mm-hmm.
But
ritual,
then
rote, and ceremony.
And the human being actually really benefits from those things. But then this is the world of free spirits, and California is the place where we can do what we like, when we like, how we like, which is one of the wonderful reasons why we're here. And so it's possible for us to let our imagination run and develop our own thoughts. And if our thoughts are new and fresh and beautiful every day, then we will not just be intoning things that we don't really mean, but it'll have a reality, and therefore it will extend much further.
Really? Were you the one that was talking about thinking for oneself? Or was that...
I think we all were, but
everybody
else.
But anyway, my question was toward Vivian Gladden. Are you there, Vivian?
I'm here. Yes.
She better not leave. You know, her time's not up. I got her chained to the.
Anyway, I'd heard you and your husband a few times on the Bob's show.
This is Bill's so nice.
Show. Bill's show.
Nice being back again to talk with old friends.
Right. And I have heard, you know, you speak about it. I think I even spoke to you once, but I have yet to read the book. I must read the...
Please do. Are you in the Los Angeles area?
Yes.
Go to the Bodhi Tree. You can pick it up there.
What's the name of the store?
The Bodhi Tree.
B-O-D...
H-I on Melrose in Los Angeles.
Alexandria, too.
And Alexandria, out in Pasadena.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm closer to Melrose.
Uh-huh.
Right. Anyway, the question. I want to ask you.
You don't buy time on the show, but Alexandria, too, does.
Alexandria does. Oh, lovely people out there. Excuse me a moment. The gentleman out at the Alexandria called for airs the other day.
Did he, Ralph?
Uh-huh. And Lee went out and had a nice visit with him.
They're
lovely, lovely people out there.
They're wonderful people out there.
Yes.
Well, both of the stores are great. Yeah, they really are.
Yes, but you continue.
I'm going to have to buy this book. Anyway, the question I wanted to ask is, it's fascinating the study that you do. I study languages myself.
Do you?
And it's really interesting. But it always, and tonight when I was listening at the top of the other hour, a man questioning about the atomic things, but it seemed to me, well, even though it was cultural and linguistic, and yet, to be more scientific than religious, and I fail to see the religious ramifications of your book. Although tonight I certainly heard some religious things.
Well, spiritual
things, not religious.
Well, spiritual, right?
Well, we took it is a space age interpretation of the Bible, and the information that came forward came from biblical etymology, and then on deeper and deeper we went. Like an archaeologist digging for artifacts from antiquity, we went deeper into the root words, and those words were words that came out of spiritual literature. And so they...
Is that how you found the code?
That's how we found it.
But go ahead. Couldn't you just give me, like, an example of something spiritual that you learned, say?
Well, yes, we're dealing with the Holy Spirit or the biocosmic energy. Yes.
Okay.
We spoke of that earlier.
I just started listening about 5 to 11.
Uh-huh. Yes, the Holy Spirit. It said that...
Chris, we started at 9.
God created... the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, and that word Ruach...
Genesis.
Is in Hebrew. It's a great breath, a mighty wind, but... Going deeper, we found that it had to do with what the Russians are calling the bioplasmic energy, or the St. Paul spoke of the energy in which we live and move and have our being.
Mm-hmm.
And
the physicists are calling it now scalar.
Scalar, yes.
Okay.
Or as
we can even call it the energy of thought.
The energy of thought, absolutely. Again, we're dealing here with semantics, but that, you see, if we've got a wrong concept of what... We get that word religion in there, and suddenly we're just caught up in a kind of... in a cobweb of thought.
That's true.
Yes,
are you saying we have a wrong concept of the deity?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, you hit on it, Chris.
As a matter of fact, by Jove, you've got it.
Well, but you know, there's a certain properness in the fact that every individual spirit or individual has a unique concept of God. You know what I mean?
Well, yes. Let me say this. In our book, Heirs of the Gods, chapter 13, we deal extensively with this subject, the biocosmic energy, Pentecost, the biocosmic energy, and the Holy Spirit. I think you'd find that most interesting.
Where was that? Chapter what?
Chapter 13.
No kidding.
In our book.
Okay.
Yes.
Heirs of the Gods.
Heirs of the Gods.
I knew it was that book. Okay, well...
He wasn't talking about Corinthians.
You've definitely shed some light that I didn't have before.
Well, thank you for calling.
See,
it's nice talking with you. Your questions.
You should have got in here at 9 o'clock instead of 11.
Yeah, I should have.
Well, now next week, tune in at 9 o'clock.
Well, thank you all, and may you all be very spirited.
All right, Chris. Thank you very much for your interest.
Thank you very much.
We hope that you join us again.
Thank you.
And we have Michael on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
All right.
I'm interested for a couple of reasons. Number one.
I have at home the conversational notes between some of them, anyhow, between Billy Meyer and the Palladians,
mm-hmm.
where they speak of, among other things, the concept of deity as creation and creator being one and the same thing, which is kind of exciting, and other information that I think you've already gleaned, and I'm sure you've been exposed to all those conversations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I called is I was listening to Sister Denise and speaking about the necessary aspect of individuality in terms of approaching world peace. And some time ago, I believe I'd met Sister Diane, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I'm really driving at is I wanted to share my concept and my kind of philosophy with you in a kind of unique way. So if you'll bear with me, I'm going to do it just like this.
Okay.
I was looking for somebody to believe in, someone who'd save the day when things went wrong, someone who'd live and die for all the things I only cry for, someone who'd change my life with just a song. And I was looking for someone with all the answers, someone who'd show me how to play the game and be stronger than the sadness, all the anger and the madness. But the answer came from my own heart instead. So I'll be my own hero, I'll make my own magic, I'll change the endings that used to be tragic. I'll be all I am, without armor or mask. I'll be my own hero, my own hero at last. No, I don't need no one to come and save me or show me how my life's supposed to be. I'll keep on taking chances, finding my own answers. Love's the only savior that I need. And I'll be my own hero, I'll make my own magic, I'll change the ending that used to be tragic. I'll be all I am, I'll let love lead me on. I'll be my own hero, and I'll sing my own song.
Michael?
Says it all.
Michael, thank you so very much.
My pleasure, Bill.
There is a reason for everything, Michael.
I've been waiting about a year to do that for you, Bill.
Well, let me do something for you, if I may.
Yes, I'll listen.
I want you to, if you don't mind, bring that song to me, because we are planning a 3-hour television special.
Oh.
And I want to use you in that song, in that special. I have been looking for that song for an element of the show called The Reality of Self.
Oh, you just gave me chills on that one, Bill.
Chills to a million.
So may I use the song and may I use you?
Absolutely. I'll be in the studio tomorrow and I'll have it ready for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Because that says it so very, very beautifully, Michael.
It means a lot to me too, Bill.
I appreciate
you. To all of you. I'll have it to you this week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
That was a magic moment for me. I don't know about you, but I can't tell you how much I have been looking for a song that said just that for the TV show. And I have listened to so many to use there. Michael, you had better show up, or I'm going to find you, boy, and wring your neck if you don't. All right. Mimi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I really agree that the thought is energy, and it's electric, and it's transferable, and that you can project it. So I'm a believer. But what I'd like to know is, you talked about this expedition down in South America.
Yes.
And I wondered, if people are everywhere, or if it's all around, why do they have to go to South America?
They are all around.
They find it here.
For some reason or another, there seems to be a great deal of activity in South America that is being noticed by large groups of people that governmental agencies and police are responding to, and it can be easily documented, or more easily than before. And in fact, it's being documented worldwide, and it's hitting global press. sightings and the other incidents are going on all over the world simultaneously, but there is a great influx and a great interest in South America. The South American people are aware of them. The people in South America, it's a fact of life.
Other forms of activity are escalating now.
Yeah. And they see them all the time, and it's almost like seeing another car on the freeway to those folks down there.
Is it only in South America? No.
It's everywhere.
People in South America are highly spiritual in comparison with the rest of the world, which would explain why the attraction would be to there.
They're not quite so blasé about them. You know, here in Los Angeles, if one was to land on the freeway, they would be, cursing at it for blocking the traffic, and that's what would be on their mind, you know.
A certain kind of purity that goes with that kind of sight.
You mentioned having good thoughts, so when I'm in a commute on the freeway, it's very hard for me to do.
That sure is
the best time to do it. If you
tell
can
me how to do that.
Get some tape or something that is very, very good and focus your attention way outside yourself down the road somewhere, you'll be able to see anything that's going on and more than you can when you may remain internally focused on the anger and the traffic and all of that. And become peaceful.
If somebody wants to cut in front of you, let him have it, you know?
Right. Well, give it to him, exactly.
You know, it always amazes me about people on the freeway, that little space in front of your car.
Uh-huh.
Now, we all know that that was willed to you by your great-great-grandfather. And it is family property, and that is a settler on there that is trying to take away your land.
Which is moving at 80 miles an hour.
I really appreciate your thoughts on this, because I need all the help I can get. Can you also use this for healing yourself?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you asked that question.
I mean, I'm very serious, because I...
14 lights just went on here in the studio.
That's what it's about.
Go ahead, girls.
Are there any special techniques for doing this?
I use... I'm involved in the... This is Vivian.
Uh-huh.
Involved in the healing arts in my practice in nutrition.
Uh-huh.
And I use what is known actually as guided imagery.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it's something much more profound, really, than that. The time has come that we have got to take quantum leaps and take people up and away in terms of expanding their consciousness quickly to help them, because we're in a little trouble. It's an awesome age, and wonderful, beautiful things are happening. But what I do is to, according to the individual that I am nurturing, I don't like to use the word working with, as such, you see, because it's an interaction of the beauty of being with nurturing and loving this person in a way that they need to be loved, that they have obviously not been loved, or they would not be involved in the particular problems that they're having. So if you would like to call me, I'd be very happy to chat with you.
And was that the...
Give number.
Are you in the Los Angeles area?
Valley area.
Yes. Well, I'm in 213-658-5195. 213-658-5195. This is my mission in life, which has to do with Heirs of the Gods. We found many, many things in the research to do with...
What we're here for.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, yes. And Sister Joan also is very much involved in the holistic program in the healing art.
There's absolutely no question that meditation or thought can help you on a physical level. The connection is incredible between the mental and the physical. And without the thought, you can't do anything. You absolutely can't do a thing. Even if you take a pill and believe it'll work, that's one example. But the thought that you can do for yourself and the healing you can do for yourself is cumulative and can be used globally as well.
I have an idea on how to drive in the traffic for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do a great deal of my meditating in the car, on the freeway.
Oh,
I do, too. That's my favorite place
to
meditate.
And because I am involved in... because I am involved in that, I am not involved in the idiotic things that are going on around me. I never have a problem, but I sure get a lot of thought done. Mm-hmm. And then my next other thought spot is the spa.
Oh. You see, the car is the perfect place. You're all by yourself, usually, and there is no distraction, there is no invasion. You have your ideal little bubble in which you can create that into an extraordinary sanctuary, and no one will bother you between the time when you leave for your destination and the time when you arrive.
Unless you turn Al Jarreau up full blast or something.
Or you have a phone in your car, that could be a problem.
No phone, no. Can't bob sometimes.
Well, that's... You're forgiven for that.
Another place is supermarket lines. If you can get your thoughts together in supermarket lines, that's another place to give them laundromats.
Oh, okay.
Those are...
All right, Mimi, does that help you?
Thank you very much.
Your mind and body are... They're... It's part...